Welcome back. I'm Slavko Bekovic, joined by Lugnuts outfielder Chris Hawkins. First of all, Chris, the team off to a 4-7 start. Maybe not the start you guys wanted, but there's been some promising at-bats, especially recently here, including last night. What's your kind of gauge on the team so far?
We definitely have gotten off to a slow start. With that being said, it is still very early. We got a very young team here, and, our team's grinding out there. We're getting everything we got. Last night we battled, just came up a little bit short at the end. We're going to catch fire here soon, I feel like, and I think it's going to be a good season.
It's been really tough to gauge the pitching, the offense, because of the weather. What is it like for you guys with all the postponements, the suspended games? You haven't been playing every single day like you're accustomed to.
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been tough to get into a routine. We've hardly been able to take batting practice out on the field. Pitchers have had to miss starts. But you know what? Everyone's dealing with that. Everyone's dealing with the conditions, and it's not ideal. But, as time moves on, as it slowly becomes warmer, I feel like the weather's going to get better, and we're going to get into a routine and, hopefully starting tonight and come out and get a win.
Now, you squared one up last night, a triple. It was called a triple on the field. May or may not have been a home run. That's for another time. You also drew a walk. Why were you feeling at the plate recently?
I've been feeling pretty good at the plate the past few days. Even earlier in the year, I think there was it's still early in the year, but, some of our first few games, I hit some balls hard that just went right at guys. I did feel good last night, so hopefully I can catch a wave here and ride it for as long as I can and spark something in this team, and hopefully we can get it going.
Now, you were a Midwest League All-Star last year. What are your expectations for yourself coming into this season again in Lansing?
Expectations-wise, I just want to get better each and every day. And at the end of the day, the stats are going to take care of themselves. They're not the most important thing. So I just want to come out here, get better defensively, offensively, and try and be a leader on this team and help us win some ball games.
Is there anything that you're working on in particular, maybe a specific focus at the plate right now?
I can't say there's really anything in particular that I've been working on. Just, the same thing, making sure I get in the cage, get my early work done, get my tees and flips and carry it into BP. Nothing different, just the usual stuff. So we'll see.
You've played both corner outfield positions as well. Does that kind of affect you at all at the plate? Do you prefer one or the other?
I really don't. I'm more used to right field recently just because I played right field last year. But before that, I was always playing left. So it really doesn't bother me. It's about the same thing.
The temperatures here in the 30s and 40s the last couple days, and really it's been cold all around. You're from Sugar Hill, Georgia. How does that temperature affect you?
I certainly don't like it. But like I said earlier, everyone has to deal with it. You just have to make sure you get out on the line early. You got to make sure you get your sprints in, get the blood going. Stretch, warm up. It's so easy to pull things out here, pull hamstrings, etc. So, I definitely don't like it. I got my big ski mask that I wear out there for really cold games like last night's sleet and snow game. But, like I said, hopefully here in a couple weeks, it turns into May, we'll get an early spring.
Chris, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, that's outfielder Chris Hawkins. We'll be back with more right here on the pregame show on 92.1 Big Country.